Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do, now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another, the steward said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. We seldom hear the word steward used nowadays, except perhaps on a cruise ship. I think they still use that word. But a steward in the Old and New Testament times was really second only to the king or whoever the rich person was. The steward held immense power because literally he was given the trust of the king or the wealthy landowner, and he was also given, now listen to this, he was also given the keys to the kingdom. Now, if that phrase sounds something we've heard before, it's because Jesus gives St. Peter the keys to the kingdom. So, in fact, Jesus made Peter his steward. And the steward had the keys to the kingdom and literally had access to everything. It was the steward who brought out the food to feed the servants or to bring out food to serve guests. He had the keys to the wine cellar. He knew where the weapons were. He was the one everybody went to when they needed something in order to continue their lives or defend the kingdom. So the steward was extraordinarily important. Now for us Christians, we too are called to be stewards, stewards of what God has given to us. And God has given to us not only material things, but also our talents, our abilities, our time, our treasure, whatever it might be. He's given them to us so that we can be good stewards, bringing out our treasures whenever we need to use them for the building up of the kingdom. So that means that everything that we own, everything that we have, and we've said this before, we know this to be true, belongs to God. We don't really own anything, and the proof of that is when we die, we take nothing with us except our good deeds and the evil that we have done. But in this life, as stewards of God's many gifts, we are called to use them to build up the kingdom of God. We're called in a special way to use those gifts to reach out to the poor, to house the homeless, to clothe the naked, to feed those who are hungry, to welcome the stranger, to visit those in prison and those who are sick. That is, to use the gifts that we have to serve others as a good steward would serve others. So if you think about it, God trusts us. And we think, really, God, you trust me? I mean, because we can be so evil in our ways and look at our possessions as something that belongs to me for my good alone, when Jesus says very clearly, no, they're not for us alone, but for the building up of the kingdom of God. So we're called to always ask ourselves, who do I truly worship? What is my real treasure? Is it my relationship with God, or is it something else? And over the last month, we've heard Jesus say, I've come not to bring peace, but to bring division. Unless you hate your parents, you cannot be my disciple. So Jesus really makes it clear that we are to serve him first and last. And one of the things the steward did, and again, which is the call of the disciple, was to be the master of hospitality. So when the king or the rich man entertained people, it was the steward's responsibility to make sure that the guests were comfortable. So we too are called to practice hospitality, and not just to those who are friends. And again, Jesus says, don't invite your friends over for dinner. Invite those who are sick, those who are poor, into our homes and be hospitable to them. So there's the challenge to be a steward, and we are stewards through baptism. The question is, how good are we at being stewards? Do we use the many gifts that God has given us to reach out to those in need, to serve others, to be hospitable, to let other people know about God's love? Or do we keep those gifts to ourselves, thinking that they really belong to me when they don't? So as always, we're called to challenge ourselves to go further, to look at what we have, what we can do, what we're capable of doing, all the skills that we have, and ask ourselves, am I using them well? Am I opening the door to those gifts to serve others? Or am I closing those doors against others so that others cannot share in the goodness of the Lord? So as we go forth, remember, we're called to be stewards, to be good stewards, not to squander property, not to serve property, but to serve God by being good stewards of God's many gifts.